On a near-perfect early summer day, more than 150 cyclists took to the region's back road Sunday, raising more than $50,000 for the Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital Foundation. "It's a great day for our inaugural Soldiers Ride event," said Ligeia Birch, chair of the Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital's board. The event, which saw more than 150 riders take part, started out at Quail's Brewery, before hitting the back roads through Coldwater, all up the way up to Severn Falls, over to Honey Harbor area, before turning back down south through the back country and finishing back at Quail's Brewery. There was a 100-kilometer route and a 50-kilometer route participants could take, with both routes merging into one route for the final 20 kilometers. That final stretch of road was the hilly ST as weary cyclists ended the trek with an elevation gain of almost 300 meters. Along the route, cyclists had the opportunity to stop at two rest stations where they could rehydrate, replenish snacks and food, and get their bike tuned up if needed, all provided by volunteers and generous donations from various businesses. St. John's Ambulance provided medical care to anyone who needed it, but no injuries were reported along the route. The ride ended back at Quail's Brewery around noon and each participant was awarded with a lunch and optional selections from the brewery's lineup of drinks. According to many cyclists, the race at times felt like the Tour de France. "We have pace cars that lead the groups, motorcycles that follow us to direct us, people cheering us on, and even a photographer to capture the journey," explained one cyclist. "The weather is so perfect that it couldn't get any better," said Brian Campbell, one of the many volunteers, who helped out on a warm, sunny day. Campbell, along with Murray Harvey and Gord Hinds, volunteered their time and motorcycles to be the safety and guides for cyclists on the roads. Each would leapfrog the riders to set up spots, make sure that all were going the right direction and that each rider was safe. Many other volunteers were also on hand at Sunday's event, which made the event go on without any issues. The goal of this inaugural event was $25,000, however organizers confirmed they had raised well over $50,000 before the event begun, with donations still coming in as the ride took place. "We have nearly doubled our fundraising goal, which is amazing," said Heather Price-Jones, communications officer for the Soldiers Memorial Hospital Foundation. Caitlin Street. Pierre, the senior annual giving officer for the Hospital Foundation, earlier told Aurelia Matters that money raised would help purchase much-needed equipment for the hospital. "It will go towards things like equipment," St. Pierre said. "Ultrasound machines, bedside monitors, or pieces of equipment. We have a capital list of what is needed for the hospital and what's the biggest priority right now. To find out more, or if you would like to donate or take part in next year's Soldiers Ride, click here."